Means up there, but I will understand the better depth every day, and that's the obligation. As is brought right now, at this moment, we only can understand 70 ways how the Torah of Moshe is up there. At the time of Moshe Sibreno, we will understand
600,000
ways. Every word, you can understand it 600,000 ways. You know how many bookshelves you need?
No, because
computer is easier. Right. Hashem Yizakenu, Zad Hashem, she na'aseh ve'nishma on a daily basis, Zad Hashem, and Hashem Baruch Hu, Yizakenu Tanu, Yagdit Torah ve'yadira, Zad Hashem, Sibir Geulot, Yeshuot, Zad Hashem, Nekol Am Yisrael, Pasuk says, "Ve'yetzavu b'tachtit ha'har." So, "b'tachtit" means under. So, Gemara Shabbat learns from here. At the time that Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, they responded, "Na'aseh v'nishma." They said, "We are willing to observe the mitzvot, and then we'll find out the reasoning." They call it "Shesh Basteh." They accepted. So now Gemara explains that at that moment, Ribono Shel Olam kafa alehem et hahar kegigit. So that means Ribono Shel Olam put them in a status of kushkub. So the mountain was uprooted over their head at that moment. So the mountain was right on the top of their head, and Hashem told them that if you would accept the Torah, that will be your zechut. If not, here becomes your burial place. Well, Sham means somewhere else, so there's a detail why the term Sham is used. And the point matter here is that the mountain was over their head. So the question is, if they said Na'aseh v'nishma, so why Hashem needed to have the mountain over their head? It's like against their will, forced them. So there was a story about someone that walked into the bakery. So he was very lifted up by the smell of the cookies and cake outside of the bakery. He went in and he noticed a very delicious cake, piece of cake, that he asked the owner if he could have it. So the owner said, "Of course, it's 20 shekalim. It's like $4, $5. So he said, "I have no money." He said, "I'm sorry, you know, I cannot give you this cake. It's a very expensive cake." He says, "Please, I'm very hungry, and please let me have it." The owner said, "I apologize, and I'm not going to just give you this cake." So all of a sudden, he sees the man took out his gun and pointed at the owner and says, "Give me the cake." So he put the piece of cake on the counter. So the man took it and he said, "Whatever my name is or not," it was a very observant Ganav. So he's a special one. So he tastes their cake and sees it's sour, it's no good. So says, "What is this? You wanted 20 shekalim for this cake?" He leaves it and go. So happened to be this man was caught. They caught him, you know, a few days later, and the owner of the bakery found out that this is the same man that, you know, caused them damages. So he took him to the court and said, "Dear judge, he made me to give him the cake and he caused me damages." So the Ganav says, "He's right, but I didn't eat anything from it. It was was a sport. It was sour.
What should I pay damages? He's selling products that it's not good, it's not fresh. So the judge decreed, told you decree for this observant Yabna.
The intention was there.
So what should he do?
No, but when somebody is punished for the bigger things, they don't punish him for the little ones. He was possibly cut for the gun pointing paper. So they don't.
No, that's him. Common. In every society,
it's like that.
No, that's not it.
So he has to pay.
Hey, you want to charge him for pointing at the gun?
No charging for me. No, but is it illegal? Is it legal to have a gun in your pocket? No.
But eating somebody's cake is more severe than pointing a gun at him, no?
Yes. So he has to pay for the cake.
So the judge said, and I mean, this goes back 2 days later. So what happened to the cake? It was set outside, sitting outside. What happened to it? It was sour from the beginning. And then, now what happened to it now?
Rotten.
Yeah, it became moldy. Now it became rotten. So the judge says, you know what? I decree that the ganav should eat the cake.
The ganav what?
To eat the cake. You want to eat the cake? So he forced him to eat the cake.
For school.
The thief.
Best judgment.
Yeah. So now, so this ganav, for the rest of his life, would he forget the taste of the cake?
No.
Huh?
No,
he wouldn't.
So here, the story that took place at the time of Mahamad HaSinai. Harab Mordechai Nogreshal Shelita, he brings this mashal that's what Hashem Barach did to us. He put the mountain over our head that we should never forget that when we accepted the Torah,
that we always remember that it's not that we have choices, options, the conditions. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. There's no such a thing. There is no mo'afi. There is no mo'afiyat, they call it. There's no exemption.
For Yehudi, that should know that no matter what, in any generation, any timing, you have to know that you have to observe the Torah.
It means the environment was made as such that Yehudi should understand always to feed the mountain over his head.
Chas v'shalom,
you could find exemption for yourself. To exempt yourself, maybe now it doesn't apply, maybe it's a different generation, different timing. Now things are different. But here we see Rabbeinu Sholem is out there, but I will understand the better depth every day. And that's the obligation. As is right now, at this moment, we only can understand 70 ways how the Torah of Moshe is all about. At the time of Moshe Sitreino, we will understand
600,000
ways. Every word, you can understand it 600,000 ways. You know how many bookshelves you need?
No, because
computer is
easier.
Right. Hashem is a kernel, Zad Hashem. She na'aseh v'nishma on a daily basis, Zad Hashem. And Hashem Baruch Hu yizakeh otanu, yagdil Torah v'yadira v'zad Hashem, yaseh b'geulot, yeshuot v'zad Hashem, lekol am Yisrael. He's up there, but
I will understand the better depth every day. And that's the obligation.
As is right now, at this moment, we only can understand 70 ways
how the Torah of Moshe is all about. At the time of Moshe Sitreino, we will understand 600,000 ways. Every word, you can understand it 600,000 ways. You know how many bookshelves you need?
No, because computer is easier.
Right.
Hashem Yizakeinu, Zad Hashem.
Amen.
She Na'aseh V'Nishma on a daily basis, Zad Hashem. And Hashem Baruch Hu, Yizakeinu Otanu, Yagdit Torah V'Yadira, Zad Hashem. Yisibit Geulot, Yeshuot, Zad Hashem, Lekol Am Yisrael.